Well, this coming Sunday is the grand final of the FIDA Central Victorian Footy League. On the phone right now is the coach of one of the teams, in fact, the coach of Bendigo Suns White, Josh Martin. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sideline View, Josh.
Thank you, Raj. Thanks for having me.
No worries. So the big day is tomorrow. Tell us about. Tell us a little about the FIDA Central Victorian League first up.
So the FIDA League is a league for players that are living with an intellectual disability. So for both male and female, is a league for those people to enjoy football and join in the great game that it is. So we have players in our team that range from, I think our youngest is 14 or 15 and our eldest is 58, sorry. So yeah, we've got quite a mix. But something that's been just getting bigger and bigger each year, and yeah, it's great to see and give those people an opportunity to join in a great sport.
Fantastic. Mate, how many teams in the comp?
We have four in our comp, so there's kind of regions. So we have four in ours. We've got two Bendigo teams, Bendigo White and Bendigo Red, and then Rupert's Wood and Kyneton. And then there's teams over at Tukaway, and then Ballarat have gone down into the Melbourne division. So similar to how our mainstream footy runs, there's this year divisions and regions of players. So yeah, we've got four teams in our comp at the moment.
How long's this comp been running for?
I am not exactly sure, but I started helping out Daniel Ridgway, who was the previous coach of the Suns, and they were previously known as the Dockers. But that was probably about 3 or 4 years ago now, so I would say maybe 5 years Bendigo's had a team, 5 or 6 years, but I couldn't be exact. But it's just gaining momentum as we move along.
You must be really grateful to be able to get the grand final away tomorrow afternoon, because I know the last few years have been really, really impacted by COVID, as have a lot of sports, but pretty frustrating end to the season last year. I think the grand final was postponed a couple of times.
Yeah, it was. So, it was really tricky, and you're saying for everyone that plays sport and for work and all that sort of stuff, we were sort of in limbo a little bit with that, but yeah, the grand final was going to be. One of them got called off, I think it was maybe 2 days before we went into a lockdown. And then we rescheduled and we thought we were going to get up and running again. And then obviously that one got called off as well. So, yeah, that was pretty difficult for everyone involved. But, so it's really makes this one extra special tomorrow.
Tell me, does it get serious? How can I put this? So Red versus White, do they take it really seriously, even though in some ways they're from the same club?
Yes and no. It's very inclusive. So the whole idea of it is very inclusive. So we obviously have very varying disabilities and also abilities. So meaning, so they are very, very, the players are all very good at sharing it around and making sure that everybody feels involved and things like that. But yeah, there is a little bit of rivalry going around, especially between the coaches. So Mitch Greer is the other coach of Red, and him and I are friends from university. So my team, the White's, actually undefeated at the moment, so I do let him know that. But the players do, yeah, have a bit of friendly rivalry, but nothing too untoward.
And does a game follow the same structure as, you know, like a normal footy game? Four quarters, 15, 20 minutes each?
Yeah. So same as mainstream footy. So, 15-minute quarters, and the rules are basically the same in terms of that we do have players that wear green vests under their jumpers, meaning that they can't be tackled or they can't tackle. So just for those that don't like to contact, or for whatever reason, something due to their disability, generally something that they can't be tackled. So that's a little bit different. No kicking off the ground, which is similar to junior footy. And then as well, we have, if it's a little bit lopsided, we have they take the kick outs from either the top of the 50 or maybe from the middle, just to try and give that team a little bit of an extra hand. But other than that, they're all the mainstream rules, and they're really good at following those and enjoy that.
Fantastic. Now, mate, tomorrow, when and where?
Late Runa, 1 o'clock. So that's where we'll be playing. The game before us is at 11 o'clock. So Rupert Wood versus Kyneton will play in a game before us. And then it's Bendigo White versus Red, at Lake Waroona, and it's free entry and canteen and coffee and all those sort of things that you can get at any Bendigo Hall final.
And, mate, we should, I know you're obviously from the Bendigo Suns red team, white team, but we should give a shout-out to all the participants, as you said, the players, the helpers, the clubs, but not just for the Bendigo Suns, but also Kyneton and Rupert's Wood. Sounds like a great day coming up. Well done to everyone. We got through the season. And fingers crossed for a beautiful grand final tomorrow.
Yes, excellent. Yeah, like we said, it does take a lot of volunteers, and it is a lot of work. Like any any country club. And yeah, we really appreciate the league and all those people that help out from all teams. So yeah, it'd be a great day.
And by the way, one last one just before we go, with next season in mind, if anyone would like to participate or find out more, what's the best point of contact?
I would say at the moment, just being so early on for next season, we've just got a Facebook page, Bendigo Feeder Sons, so you can contact anyone on there, and the people that run those social medias will be able to put you in the right direction. But we generally have a cover try day and a few training days and things like that leading into it. But yeah, we've got really good numbers, but yeah, we're always looking for anyone that thinks that might suit, or they might know somebody that that sort of football will suit, then yeah, we're more than welcome to keep gaining numbers.
Good luck tomorrow, Josh.
Thanks very much, Mike.
There we go. Josh Martin, the coach of the Bendigo Feeder Suns white team, playing the Reds in the grand final tomorrow afternoon. It's Gold Central Victoria, where your leaders in local.